My brothers and sisters in the Lord, my grandmother had a little saying she would tell all the young women in the family. Roses are red, violets are blue. If your boyfriend is busy on Valentine's Day, the side chick is you. My brothers and sisters, do we truly know how to love? Do we truly know what love is? On Tuesday, we celebrate St. Valentine's Day. And the only day for many people that's better than St. Valentine's Day is the day after, because all the chocolate is 50% off. But the question, my friends, is why do we even celebrate it? Because in our culture, we have dropped the saint from St. Valentine's Day. Do we even know the story? Do we even know the history? It goes something like this. About 265 years after the birth of Jesus, there was a priest in Rome by the name of Valentine. And during this period of time, the Roman emperor was a man by the name of Claudius. And Claudius wanted to rebuild the Roman army, because the army had fell into disrepair. And so he wanted the army to be the might and strength that it used to be at one time. But Claudius believed that it wasn't right to draft men into military service. He felt it was better if they volunteered by their own free will. It would create a more forceful army. But there was a problem. Because most men that had a wife and children would choose to stay home with their family rather than volunteering for military service to be part of the army. And so Claudius said the only way to solve this is that he needed more single young men. So he issued a royal edict, a royal decree that in the Roman Empire, marriage would now be outlawed. There would be no more marriages, no more weddings. And by that edict, he felt there would be more single young men who would volunteer for the army, and he would meet his goal. He became known as Claudius the Cruel. And so during this period of time is when Valentine, who was a Roman Catholic priest, was ministering in Rome. And Valentine did not listen to the emperor's edict. And so in the secret of night, he would witness the marriages of young couples, always trying to avoid the Roman soldiers. Well, one night, as he was witnessing a marriage, the soldiers overheard the wedding vows, and they rushed in. The couple made it to safety. Valentine did not. And he was thrown into prison, and he was ordered to be executed by the emperor himself. And while he was in prison, the young couples that he had married during this edict, they would come to his window and they would throw flowers and cards up to him, expressing their appreciation to him. And one of the daughters of one of the guards would go and visit him very often. And they would sit down and they would have conversations. And she admired this young priest for standing up for what he believed, for standing up for the faith, despite the royal decree. And on the day he was to be executed, February the 14th, he wrote a letter to the guard's daughter, expressing his appreciation for her friendship. And he signed the letter, "Love from your Valentine." He was executed. And as legend has it, the daughter, the guard, and the entire family eventually converted to Christianity. You see, my brothers and sisters, the story behind St. Valentine's Day really had nothing to do with human love in the aspect that we think of it today in our celebration. It had to do with a young woman who loved a man because he stood up for what he believed. He stood up for God and he stood up for the faith, and he was martyred because of it. And a priest who was very appreciative to a young woman who offered him friendship in a time of great trial. My brothers and sisters, all of us love love. All of us have a desire to be loved. And all of us have a desire to show that love to others. There's only one problem. Unlike God's love, which is perfect, God's love, which is self-sacrificial, God's love, which is unconditional, our love is often flawed. Human love, my brothers and sisters, is often not self-sacrificial, because it's all about me and my wants and my needs and my desires. Human love often has conditions on it. I'm going to love you, except when you act that way. Just get out of my sight. God doesn't say that. Even when we're still in sin, God loves us and he calls us to conversion. But human love often has conditions. I will love you, but you saw that commercial for Jenny Craig and the George Foreman grill? I can't love you with those extra 30 pounds. There's conditions on it. And so the question is, my friends, what are our obstacles when we're called to love? What are the obstacles that are often appear in our lives? Many years ago, probably 8 now or 9, I was at a conference. And this conference had a speaker, and the speaker was a religious sister, and she was speaking to a ballroom that was filled with priests and bishops. And so she gets out on stage and she sets up her talk. And she begins like this: "Oh, Reverend Fathers, you are so holy. How am I to speak to you? Reverend Fathers, you do such holy things. What am I to say to you?" And then she began her litany. "But Reverend Fathers, what is in your heart? Fathers, do you have lust in your heart? Fathers, do you have anger in your heart? Fathers, do you have envy in your heart? Fathers, do you have resentment in your heart?" And you could see the room with the priests and bishops. The head just kind of went boom. She would hit something else, boom, another head went down. You see, my friends, what is in our hearts? Because whatever's in our hearts, oftentimes those things become obstacles for us to truly love. And that's what Jesus is getting at the gospel today. And I know it's a very long gospel, and you know the old saying that they teach us in seminary: long gospel, short homily, Father Cooper never listens. But that's what Jesus is getting at. The obstacles to love, and he hits on two very important obstacles that all of us experience. One is anger, and the second is lust. Those are the two things that he deals with primarily in this gospel. And there are two great obstacles to love. Now, I know some of you are saying, yeah, that only applies to the men. Because the men, they're always the ones who are getting angry, and they're full of lust. It doesn't apply to the women. My dear sisters, I've been hearing confessions almost 10 years. It applies to you too. It may look a little different, because women tend to be a little more passive-aggressive with. And you know what I mean. Because when you get angry, maybe you don't shout, you just give them the silent treatment for a week to express your anger. But those are all obstacles to love, because they're putting conditions on our love. And one of the big things is anger. But as I often tell people, my brothers and sisters, anger is a surface emotion. Because if we're really dealing with anger in our heart, there is something deeper going on. And there's two questions we really need to ask ourselves. What are we afraid of, or what are we still hurting from? Because if you're dealing with anger, I can guarantee you there will be an answer to one of those two questions if you go deeper enough. What am I afraid of that is manifesting itself as anger? Or what am I still hurting from that God needs to heal, but I'm not letting Him heal or open it up for a healing because I'm angry at my family, my children, my coworkers, or the world, or whatever it may look like? One is anger, the other is lust. And lust, my brothers and sisters, does not just deal with sexual lust. We can lust after possessions, we can lust after money. We can lust after fame. We can lust after fortune. We can lust after reputation. Lust can apply to a variety of things. C.S. Lewis has a wonderful story in The Great Divorce. There was a man, he tells this story, that had the demon of lust on his shoulder. And he prayed to God, "God, remove this demon. I've had it for so many years." And so God sends an angel. And the angel says to the man, "What would you like the Lord to do for you?" And he says, "I want the Lord to remove this demon of lust that's sitting on my shoulder." And the angel looks at the man and says, "May I kill it?" And the man's startled. "Oh, I don't know if I want you to kill it. Maybe you can just kind of wound it a little. Maybe you can just kind of loosen the chain it has around my neck just a little bit. I don't know if I want you to kill it." And the angel looks at him again and says, "May I kill it?" "Well, I don't know. I've had this demon for a long time, and I'm kind of used to it. I don't know if I want to totally give it up." And the angel says again, "May I kill it?" And finally, after the man goes through his litany of excuses, he says, "Yes, you may kill it." And the angel crushes the demon of lust, and it's transformed into a white stallion. And the way the little story ends is the man gets on the stallion, and he rides it into heaven. Oftentimes, my brothers and sisters, that is a wonderful little story, because we carry around our demons, we carry around our baggage, we carry around all those things that are obstacles to love, and we say to God, "God, I want you to do something. I want you to heal me. I want you to restore me. I want you to transform me." And when God's ready to do it, "Lord, that's not politically correct. We can't kill it. I don't know if I'm really want to give up. I don't know if I really want to let it go. It does meet some of my emotional needs," or whatever our excuse may be. You see, my brothers and sisters, in order to love as God loves, we have to love self-sacrificially, we have to love unconditionally. And we have to know what are the obstacles in our heart that are preventing us from truly loving. Love from your Valentine. Be my Valentine. What does that mean? It means, my brothers and sisters, that we are loved unconditionally by God. And He calls us to go forth into the world to love others and to love Him in the same way that He shows us love. Whether it's anger, my friends, or lust, or revenge, or unforgiveness, or hatred, or malice, or gluttony, whatever it is that is preventing us to love, the Lord desires to crush it, to transform it. But we have to be open, and we have to say, "Yes, God, I want to be renewed. I want to love in the same way that you love me. And how does God love us, my friends? We can summarize it in one verse. The Gospel of St. John. For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, so that we may not perish, but so that we may have eternal life.